Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, which of those elements are the one that you dread the most? And I know it's not a nagging wife. Only thing Jacqueline might nag you about is don't leave her home.
Yeah, she does enjoy a good day of fishing. You know, Don, I've been listening this morning, and certainly all of those different elements that nature can provide while you're trying to fish can all be difficult to deal with at one time or another. Picking a worst, you know, they're all aggravating in one way or another, but I would have to agree with the majority of your listeners. Wind restricts where you can go, and then over a period of time, most of the water in your area gets dirty, so then it restricts where you can go and what's clean if you're able to get there. So wind is definitely one of the worst of Mother Nature's weapons that she can use against you to keep you from catching her fish.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was going to be the consensus. Wind definitely is problematic, as you point out, for many, many reasons. Dealing with it as best you can, I mean, I would suggest people don't even go, maybe pick a better day, but sometimes people just have to go. Maybe they got a brand new boat at the boat show and they just want to go out and try it, and catching fish isn't as important as being out in the boat. What kind of suggestions could you give them? Maybe some places in your area that could be tucked in, maybe find a windblown bank that some bait might be pushed up on, or any other suggestions for fishing in crazy weather like this?
Well, Don, the wind, you know, there's a couple of things that you can learn to use to your advantage. I've canceled trips from Wednesday to Wednesday so far. You know, this week I canceled Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, today, and I've already canceled Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week because the forecast is for the wind to continue. Now, one thing that takes place after we've had wind for several days, and this wind is blowing out of the southeast, it makes the water levels rise. And that's kind of helpful because high water doesn't get as dirty as low water. And then what you'll want to do is, it's a southeast wind, so the southeastern shoreline of your local lake, your favorite lake, is probably going to be where you find the cleanest water. And you can put your back against the bank and try to cast parallel to the bank or with the wind out from the bank. Really, your process doesn't change. You want to find clean as water as you can, find where there's bait fish in that cleaner water, and you'll want to fish there. Try to mimic the bait that you see in size and color, and hopefully there's some fish there. It could work to your advantage because water's dirty everywhere else. The majority of the fish may gang up in that one area where there's clean water. So I've had very good trips in some harsh conditions. It just depends on, do you want to deal with it, the age of your clientele, can you do it in a safe manner?
Yeah, makes sense. You know, we were talking earlier with Darrell, and he said one of the few advantages of coastal erosion is that the water seems to clean up faster because it gets out of here quicker. You haven't witnessed near the loss of wetlands that Grand Isle has in your area, but you've certainly seen it over the years. Do you find that water doesn't take as long to clean up as what it might have used to a decade or so ago?
So I think it takes longer to get clean in Lake Pontchartrain. Maybe that's just because I'm more anxious to get out there and fish, depending on the time of the year. The marsh, I would say yes, because as we spoke about earlier, the high water, you have wave action up in the grass, and it doesn't disturb the bottom. If that bottom was exposed, low water, and you still had the same wave action, then obviously waves beating down on bare mud shoreline certainly would get muddy much quicker. So I do believe that in the marsh, but it does seem that once Lake Pontchartrain gets dirty, it's dirty for a couple of days.
Very good. We've got a link to your excellent website from DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. AAofLA.com is yours, and probably maybe this afternoon might be a good time to give you a call and check on some future dates. Well, give them that phone number.
Yeah, we've been booking trips. The phones have been ringing. They seem to be ringing a little later this year than normal, but we're still here. We're still answering phones and connecting people with myself and my team of captains, get them out on the water, get them fishing. As you said, all the different places to reach me, plus my phone number, which is 985-781-7811.
You have any seminars planned in the near future, maybe at some of the CCA events or anywhere?
I will be at Bent Marine with several other local, very experienced captains on the 22nd of April.
Yeah, I've been to that one. That's a great setup and a great seminar, and there's always a great host of captains. Look forward to having folks see you out there. Mike, thanks so much for the report. As always, we appreciate it, and have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, there he goes. Born on the Bayous, Captain Mike Gallo.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.